We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
It's Friday, you bastards.
There was no insurrection, and to call it an insurrection, in my opinion, is a bold-faced lie. Watching the TV footage of those who entered the Capitol and walked through Statuary Hall showed people in an orderly fashion staying between the stanchions and ropes, taking videos and pictures. You know, if you didn't know the TV footage was a video from January the 6th, you would actually think it was a normal tourist visit.
Outright propaganda and lies are being used to unleash the national security state against law-abiding U.S. citizens, especially Trump voters. As a result, the DOJ is harassing peaceful patriots across the country.
It was Trump supporters who lost their lives that day, not Trump supporters who were taking the lives of others.
When I see this sheet on our timeline and on the, let's see, at 2:07, a mob of Trump supporters breached the steps. I don't know who did a poll. That is Trump supporters. You had the media saying the same thing, just like you had the media saying Officer Sicknick was killed with a fire extinguisher, which he was not. But I don't know who did the poll to say that they were Trump supporters.
Yeah. These people are completely without shame.
Without shame, everybody. Hello. Happy Friday, you bastards. Happy Friday. This is the Friday before our vacation. I haven't said that in about a year because we haven't had a vacation. So we're going to have one. We can go maskless now. And if we see anybody with a MAGA hat, we will stay 6 feet apart. That is the rule for the Randy Rhoads Show on social distancing. I'm just saying. Because, you know, if somebody has a MAGA hat on him, could I just suggest COVID, not COVID? Doesn't really matter. Stay away. Stay away, 6 feet away. Good rule of thumb. Because, you know, they're violent and stuff. It's just, like I said, not all Trump supporters are terrorists, but all terrorists are Trump supporters these days. So good luck with that. We won't be here to, remind you. So good luck with that, because people are going to start lying like Republicans. See, like that there. They're going to lie about whether or not they're vaccinated. They are. They're going to lie about that. What are you going to do? You know, if they're an anti-masker, they may start wearing masks now. The whole thing is just black is white, up is down, we're through the looking glass. I have no idea. I have no earthly idea. So be careful, you know, go with God and all that good stuff. Meanwhile, what we have here are examples of people covering up for domestic terrorists. That's what that tape is. I don't know why people just don't want to say that out loud, but they need to say that out loud, because that was a House Oversight and Reform Committee hearing yesterday about the attack on the Capitol, which they denied even took place. They said it was regular tourist stuff. It was your regular tourist stuff. So I'm guessing that the noose... was a thrill ride of some sort. I don't know. And I'm saying, you know, normal tourists, they always go into Nancy Pelosi's office, tear it up, and sit there with their cattle prod by their side. Yes, that's what tourists do. And they all come with bear spray, except normal tourists who do pack bear spray are usually going to a place where there are bears. And I can promise you, they don't use that much bear spray, and they don't use it as often as they did on this tour. Andrew Clyde literally described people walking through Statuary Hall in an orderly fashion, staying between the stanchions and ropes, taking videos and pictures. You mean the pictures the FBI are culling through in order to make their arrests? You mean those pictures? You mean those videos, the ones that law enforcement is using to track down terrorists? You mean those? Oh, this is very twisted and very sick. And you know, I figured out why they're doing it. I don't know if anybody else has figured it out, but for me, this is kind of simple. You know that there's talk now about a 9/11 style commission into the January 6th insurrection, right? You know that. And today we heard that there was a piece of legislation that was agreed upon that would be introduced on Monday in order to set that commission up. It's just like the 9/11 commission, it'll be 10 commissioners with law enforcement backgrounds, intelligence backgrounds, no active, Republican governors or Democratic governors, no partisans, no people that are currently serving in any capacity, not even as staff to, Republicans or Democrats, just like the 9/11 commission, right? Same thing with a broad background in cybersecurity, a broad background in law enforcement, a broad background in law. And we heard that that was agreed upon and that it would come to the floor on Monday and they would vote and it would set up the all of a sudden, Kevin McCarthy said, whoa, slow down, baby, slow down. I didn't sign off on that. And bingo, the light goes off, bulb over my head, very bright in here. It's very bright. That's why you think I'm not wearing lipstick. Bright white light. I am. It's very bright lipstick, believe it or not. Anyway, this is why. Kevin McCarthy, Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, Jody Heiss, Norman from Georgia there in that video, all these people, they're witnesses. You understand that? They're witnesses. They will be called by any independent commission. They will be called to testify because they were at the rally the night before. They were there that day. They know what happened here, okay? Paul Gosar, can I just remind you that Paul Gosar's family tried to tell you that Paul Gosar was not right, that he was unsuitable to run for office. I mean, he has a big family. I think he had like 7 brothers and sisters. They put out an ad. Remember that? And Paul Gosar's family, they came, they sat on the TV, they told everybody, there's something wrong with him. We don't know what. He's a white supremacist. You gotta like kind of, wake up and not elect him to dog catcher. The man is not right. He there's something. Well, here. This is his brother.
Paul swore an oath to support, defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. When you take that oath and you commit treason and insurrection, aren't you the person that has committed those crimes? And aren't you the enemy that you're sworn to protect us from?
So you want your brother expelled?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He thumbed his nose at his oath put people in harm's way. And 5 people are dead because of the events that he set in motion, that he masterminded and that he organized.
Oh, my God.
You and 2 of your siblings actually appeared in a campaign ad against your brother, saying that you were going to vote for his opponent in 2018. So what have the family gatherings been like since then?
Well, I don't gather with Paul, Lawrence. I don't have a relationship with Paul. I have a zero tolerance for white supremacy and hate and people that won't tell the truth, people that don't have integrity or character. And I know that that's who Paul is, and I don't have a relationship and won't.
So Paul Gosar's family did do an ad campaign in 2018 telling the people his district not to vote for him because he was a white supremacist. He was a liar. There's something not right about him. He's not all there. And he is not to be trusted. He doesn't care about the Constitution or any of those things. And now you have his brother actually telling Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC after January 6th that his brother actually organized this insurrection and has lied about this insurrection. And of course, at the oversight hearing yesterday, he continued to lie because, there's always fatalities when tourists come to D.C., right? There's always dead people. Come for the cherry blossoms, stay for the police.